Hey guys, welcome to the Ponder Nerdcast episode 106. It is September. September 7th, the day in of our Lord Spider-Man. The day of our Lord King Marvel that released Spider-Man. Well, yes. Insomniac Games did, but you know, still Marvel.
You get the point.
Here with me today is Cortese Jones.
Hello.
And Duane Samuels.
What's up?
And I'm here as well, Lance.
Just in case you forgot.
Just in case, you know, if you're like, well, who's speaking and stuff like that, you know, and all that good shit. Yeah, as you know, today is Spider-Man Day for the new PS4 exclusive Insomniac game for, well, I should say exclusive to PlayStation, because, which I believe that's what it is, right? Just a console locked. Mm-hmm. They're done. This is okay.
Console exclusive to PS4 only. No PC. No Xbox. No Nintendo Switch. No PC.
No ports. Yeah, for now, until they're like, you know, we're selling this really well, so we should like put it everywhere.
Yes.
I can see it going to Nintendo.
Nah, this is Insomniac. They're free. They're not owned by Sony or not. But this is a console exclusive. They said it. They didn't even say nothing about no time or nothing.
Okay. No time exclusives. So that should be awesome. All right. So let's jump right into it, guys. So speaking of Nintendo, apparently I didn't know this, but then again, I guess if I really like looked into it myself, I could find out, I guess. I don't know. But Nintendo games don't really go on sale. Which is, I don't own a Switch. I haven't owned, mm-hmm. The last Nintendo console or anything I've owned is a DS, I think. It's somewhere around the house. I don't know. But other than that, as a console, like a home console, it was like the Wii. And I haven't gone out and gotten the Switch. I haven't really, you know, I'm kind of waiting for it to like, I don't want to spend $300 for that thing. I feel like $200 is appropriate for something like what they're putting out there, which, you know, is a pretty impressive thing, but I'm not spending $300 for that, so I'll wait. I'm sure by the, you know, next year it'll be down to 200 with bundles.
250, I think, the most.
250, nah. Well, they won't be having it from me then. But yeah, apparently Nintendo games don't go on sale, much like Apple products. No. So I actually when I try to think back on that sort of thing, when I used to buy a bunch of Nintendo stuff, I don't remember if there were a lot of sales for Nintendo games. Like, I had a Nintendo 64 and I bought a bunch of games, and I don't, unless they were used, I don't remember ever like actually, you know, getting like going in and it's like, oh, there's a sale on games and stuff like that. It had to be that. So I don't know. Did you guys ever remember any of that stuff?
With games being on sale?
Yeah, for Nintendo specifically.
Not first party titles. It's like, it was always weird. It's like, cause like even to this day, I'm looking like a big top of my head. It'll be like all their Mario games. Even, matter of fact, even Smash Brothers. Mm. No matter how old the game is, it's always on. You think it's a sale, but it's always stayed at $39.99 or $49.99. It would not drop. And if it does drop, they think $5 is good. It sucks.
So apparently, according to this article, they're like literally the only reason why you don't really see a lot of sales is because Nintendo doesn't want any.
Oh, it's like, okay. It's
not there's no special sauce. Just Nintendo doesn't give a fuck. Just like, well,
they're like, whatever.
You know, $59.99. That's what we doing.
It's forever. Like,
you know. So that's interesting. And apparently there's a Switch tax. I'm not familiar with the Switch tax. What's that? Like, is it like Apple tax where it's like you buy a cable from Apple for like, it would say $20 on the retail, but it's like almost $40 after the taxes. It's like extra.
Probably.
It's like, is that the Switch tax? Like how much, I mean, do you own a Switch, Duane?
Nah, I stopped at the Wii.
Oh, okay.
Cause
I thought you
like,
did. No.
No, yeah. I stopped at the Wii because it's like I was waiting for a game to actually come out. Like, I was still hoping for Metroid, but it's like they haven't brought it out yet. Because I mean, Mario's going to be Mario, Zelda's always Zelda, but I just need something to draw me back to Nintendo right now, which is, to me, is gonna be Metroid.
I can see a new Metroid coming out at mm-hmm. some point. Like, but they're taking forever
in the year 2020.
I don't know what they're waiting for with that one. It must be, I don't know. I what you call it? Friggin' game developers are. I feel like they just do that on purpose.
Yeah,
they just mess with people.
I don't know. It's actually sort of funny to think about that. Like, Nintendo just is like, eh, it's $59.99, whatever.
Forever,
and you will pay it.
Oh, the game is 10 years old. Oh well.
Yeah, and people will go out and actually pay this money.
And then when you go back and like trade in the game and stuff like that, you get nothing for it.
Yep.
And then they go right back on sale for the same price.
Yep.
Even though it's used. Good. We have a good way of making money. Great.
But so, look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I guess. I mean, people really love Nintendo, so I can see people paying the price anyway. So
yeah, exactly.
There's really
there's no reason for us to actually go on sale.
Right, true.
It's a party console, in my opinion. It's gonna always stay in a class of its own. They're not trying to really compete with the Xbox or the Sony system, because it's more family oriented. Towards family more. So it's like they really have nothing to worry about. Like when people say they're going broke, they're not really, because like they don't, like you said, they're not putting no games on sale or nothing. So people gonna buy it regardless, because the console's cheap, the games stay expensive. As if you could say like Sony and Microsoft. Console expensive, games are cheap, because those games do go on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just doing the opposite. So, because let's be real, if you all had a choice right now, I said you can buy one console and they gave you money, you buy the cheapest one out there, because it's like, this was 300, so compared to 500 and
that's true, stuff. That's
so
true.
That's how they're really making the money, through the accessories and their games.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Well, once again, oh Nintendo. Oh Nintendo. Maybe I'll get my Wii, the Switch at some point.
One day.
So on to some movie news here, or movie industry news and stuff like that. This one kind of like took us, like when we found it, we just kind of like, oh, there's got to be some stories and movies and stuff like that. I was like, oh. So she's now being Olivia Munn. If you know who she is, that means you followed her from since G4 days, when she was on Attack of the Show. Is it Attack the Show? Attack of the Show. I feel like it was Attack of the Show.
She was also on dang, what was that? I watched it too. Oh, it was the like Newsroom.
A TV show?
The Newsroom.
Oh well, no one cared about that show.
I like that show.
I mean, I watched the first episode. I was like,
very traumatic.
I see where this is going, and I don't want to see any more of it, because I don't know if I could handle this much drama every single episode.
Yeah, it's every just single like, episode it seems like traumatic.
Sad. Everybody seems sad and
lonely
and weird and have issues. Ah, boy. Sometimes, you know, HBO shows can be a bit much, because their portrayal of life is sad.
Well, bleak. I guess. But this sort of makes sense.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, given that you work in a newsroom, you probably see all kind of shit.
Yes, day, and it's bleak.
Yeah. So, so Miss Olivia Munn is the female lead for the movie The Predator.
Ooh.
Which is, I think it's either out or is about to come out. I don't quite remember.
Yeah, I was about to ask. When does this movie come out?
No clue. But the only reason why it's being mentioned together is because she outed one of her castmates. I think his name is Wilder. What was his name? Tim? No, something Wilder.
Yeah.
Strigel. Strigelli or Strigel.
Yeah.
He has a weird, I can't pronounce his name. Mr. Strigel. apparently he's an actor as well. He came to fame through the show Melrose Place, back in the day. And back in 2010, Mrs. Strigel tried to coerce a 14-year-old girl into a sexual relationship with him at the time. So he's 47 now. So that means he was in his 30s. when he was trying to do this.
Yes.
He got caught, tried. pleaded guilty, served only 6 months in prison. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he was 38 at the time when he tried to do this with a female, with a 14-year-old female victim who was known to him. So apparently this was a relative of some sort.
Oh, distant. Even worse.
A distant cousin or relative. As
we're putting, in, so we're like putting a, that in quotes?
That's like a third, fourth cousin, which is still too well, disgusting.
Well, here's a little bit close. Of a little bit of state knowledge for you. Well, actually,
you can marry.
I don't want to think about it.
Have sexual relations with your cousin.
Yes, they cannot be your first cousin.
Right,
but
your distant cousins are fine.
Yes,
because it's not. There's no law in anywhere in the world.
So they're considered blood related.
They're still considered blood related, but it's not against the law.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Yeah, exactly. So by, I would say, public standards, it's not accepted. But well, by the law, they don't care.
If you've ever seen, what was that show? My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding?
There's or a
American,
gypsy?
Yeah.
Gypsy
American.
Greek, Gypsy wedding, Greek wedding.
Gypsy, okay.
Just making sure. Is that a show? Or?
It was a show.
Okay.
Or like Gypsy Weddings or whatever. It took place in England and America. There were two of them. They used to get married to their cousins. Like, that was a thing. Because they were like, you know, they want to marry other gypsies. So you have to marry your cousin, right?
Because
he's, yeah.
I mean, it's not unheard of.
He's also a gypsy. So, right, you know, yeah. You're keeping it in the family, you know?
I mean, that messes up your...
Your gene pool
a lot,
okay.
Which causes all sorts of, you know, mutations and whatnot, yes. Which is not good in many ways. You're more or less diluting your blood, more or less. Yeah, royals have done that for years,
yes,
too.
Yes, they have.
So it's not, this is
it's
nothing.
It's not a new thing.
It's not a new thing. Maybe that's why it's not illegal.
Yeah.
I was like,
probably.
According to the arrest affidavit and stuff like that, he did make physical contact with the 14-year-old.
Oh,
right. There's kissing, there's touching, you know, caressed and, you know, all kind of. Yeah. Just terrible. Because apparently when confronted and everything like that, he made it seem like it wasn't that big of a deal, that he didn't actually do anything. But then when they actually read the report, they were like, nah, bruh, you I had just straight up trying to fuck whoever this girl was, like, you know, is. And
all I can say is you're 38 and she's 14.
Yeah.
Like, really? Come on.
Yeah. So, yeah, Miss Olivia Munn has, you know, she brought this to the attention of Fox. Fox Studios is the one that's producing this movie. Fox has turned around and pretty much removed any existence of him in the movie or on their IMDb list. So they're like, nope, fuck out of here. Nope, never was here. Nope.
No. We did not know, and we took that right off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So apparently Fox Studio claimed that they did not know, and that they said that they were legally binded to they cannot do background checks.
I don't believe that.
You know, on their.
I just don't believe that.
Which is like.
Okay. You can put it into the internet. Like, go on Google and type in
right.
his name.
Yeah. We don't have that law here where it's like the right to be forgotten. That's a EU thing.
Yeah.
That's not something that happens.
Well,
here.
I think right now, if you go further down, the guy admits that he's just trying to get somebody a chance that he was caught in a situation that means it looks like he's actually admitting it at the bottom.
Who was the director or?
Person's name is Black.
Oh, he apologized.
Yeah. Statement to the Times. It says
Black. So he knew about this.
Yeah, it says Black still his.
So he kept it on the wraps
to catch him. Yeah, and they said he was caught up in a bad situation versus something lecherous. The Times reported, and he said he personally approached chose to help a friend. He said,
oh, "Wait, so Black? Okay, wait. He is the director."
I think he is, right? Black something or the other. Well, let me look up the IMDb. Let's see who's the name of the director here. Because I just read a little further down. Apparently, like, if I'm reading that correctly, I could be wrong, but Olivia Munn was also one of the women to accuse Brett Ratner.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, okay, I did not know that. It's like, well, she did say that she was kind of voiceless in the whole thing because, so like, you know, for whatever reason that is. I'm trying to look for the, yeah, Shane Black. Oh, Shane Black.
Oh, okay.
Oh. That guy. Okay. Yeah, he's done a number of movies out there. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, The Nice Guys, Iron Man 3.
Yes.
Subsequently, I did not like Iron Man 3, so that explains a lot.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it does.
You know.
So wait, this is his friend.
He doesn't.
Whatever his last name is.
I don't know if he's a friend.
He said that he was trying to help him out. He was caught in a bad situation.
Bruh, I ain't
blah, 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 blah. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It said Black knew about it. They used to try to help out a friend.
Okay.
Just, you know, I guess you could just put, we know acting is a job, so I'll just put it like he's trying to help out a friend and get work, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what he's trying to do.
So,
which is understandable, a friend to help a friend. That's yes. what he's
So he did know. Like I said, they know.
Right.
I'm so sure that these people knew. Maybe the actors didn't know.
Somebody knew.
Yeah. Somebody knew.
Because he did the further up it said that he did movies after convictions also. He was in movie. He was in Iron Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Nice Guys. And I think two other movies.
So it seems like Sean Black or Shane Black has been helping him out for a while. And not knowing.
I'm like I said, I can't knock him for that. You know, you have a good friend who's trying to put you on the right path. I'm not going to knock him for that, you know? So if he can help you out, I straight you out. And, you know, I'm all for it. But, like, I do get
like,
your point, though.
Did he not know, like, yo, this
the
is...
internet exists?
No,
I was going to say, Lance, I'm sorry, I do get your point that you said, like, we are unforgiven at this time right now in the world.
Yeah,
For sex offenders. So it's going to be hard to really find that friend to really... go that extra mile to say, help my friend not, you know, get a job. So, because, you know, you're not going to come out. Yeah, he was a sex offender. So, he's a sex offender. Boom. Door's closed right in your face. So,
no, I feel like it depends on what
the level,
the crime was.
The level of it.
I guess.
Because this is pedophilia.
If it's a child, they will kill you. Like, no questions asked.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's like a grown woman, nobody really cares. Nobody gives a damn. They always, most it was people. Like a very like.
Or it's even worse if it was a black woman too.
Yes.
Because then they're like, oh, what? Whatever. You know, so it's like, that's the fact that he only served only 6 months in prison.
Yes.
That's telling about the U.S. justice system when it comes to sex, like sex crimes. They're not harsh. They don't really even, you remember that show, To Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
Like, those guys only served a couple months in jail. They, mm-hmm. they didn't even go to prison.
But I guess they judge it by like, if you just send an email talking, or if they caught them in the act, which I'm glad they didn't, maybe to say that part, but if they caught them, like, you know, really going, you know, having sex,
then
I'm going to say they're going to get years or life or something.
A lot of them got off because they felt the show was entrapment.
Yes.
Yeah, so there was a recent story of cops in Chicago, I think. I forgot which state, where they were, like, leaving whole trucks of like merchandise open.
Yes, right.
And
right.
in like really high crime neighborhoods to see who they can catch. Even though it mm-hmm. was like it's like a bait truck. So it's like the same concept, which is like it's entrapment.
Really?
So it's like yeah.
Shoes. Sneakers.
It was like shoes, sneakers, bikes, whatever you can think of.
Just leave it. They phrase it right now, just leave a truck there. So mm-hmm. you can fill video games or mm-hmm. computers, just leave it open.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And that is entrapment because go on.
Right. So, I mean, that's why a lot of these, you know, that's why I said that the justice system can be a joke when it comes to certain things.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, I understand that part being trapped by but police leaving stuff in the open. Mm-hmm. I get that because anybody, like, if you find money on the floor, you're going to take it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in my opinion, I do online dating, but it's like someone says, like, first they always ask age and sex. You say something like 14, 16, good night. Give you a look.
Yeah.
That's something to me is common sense. That's why I can't really, I'm not gonna say it's not entrapment and it is entrapment. To me, it's that kind of borderline right there for me.
Right. Because at that point, I mean, it was like a weird legal gray area with that show.
Yeah.
So, and with
it
this.
It was a gray area.
Yeah, yeah. And with this, I mean, he wasn't on the show or anything like that. I'm sure if the show was keep going, he probably would have been. But yeah, like he made physical contact with the girl.
Yes, he did.
And like I said, he pled guilty. He probably took a plea deal and probably only got the 6 months.
That's why.
So, you know,
if he probably went to court, he probably would have got years.
So yeah.
He probably said, save yourself embarrassment and then do the 6 months. Come back, live your life or whatever.
And it's not like it's the first time something like this has happened in Hollywood where
it's
some directors.
It's not the first time that it's happened anytime.
Anytime, yeah. Like it's been a history of this sort of thing. Like it's, and like there's a documentary on Netflix. I forgot the name of it, but it involved the Corys, their time when they were talking about how they were sexually abused and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that because he came out on, I think, The View or some other show.
Because
one of them is dead. Is it Corey Haim?
One of them, I don't remember which one.
Yeah, but he talked about how his friend was really sexually abused to the point where he got on drugs and then...
They had sex houses, all kind of stuff. And this is like all
in Hollywood.
Yeah,
that makes
sense. And there's one guy, I think, now who was accused of it that still works with children to this day.
Yes.
On Nickelodeon. No less. So it's like... So, I mean... This is, I wouldn't say, I mean, the story is not shocking to me. It's just like it's who it involves and everything like that. So far, it doesn't seem like, there's some tweets here from Olivia Munn that it doesn't seem like anyone is actually going after her.
Yeah.
Because this is like her second accusation, not accusation, but like she's just like airing out laundry. Yeah. Like, hey, you know, this is what's happening, you know.
I mean, I'm happy for her, you know.
Yeah. So
good job. Keep
the movie goes on. They said they cut the scene and everything. So apparently it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
So it's like...
Yeah, because the scene was he was supposed to be hitting on her, being persistent to hit on her.
Ew, that's just...
Okay, well I'm glad.
I mean, that's what it was. Like, he was like, I guess she'd be like, yo, let's... I guess he would probably be like, yo, let's go on a date. He'd be like, no. Come on, why not? Why not? Can I get your number? No. You know, just keep be persistent. So I guess that's what it was. Then who knows? Maybe the predator shows up to just... Cuts him out.
Well, I'm glad that they cut the scene out then.
Yeah,
because it would made it worse.
That's even worse.
Yeah, I do recognize the guy from Melrose Place. Yeah.
I do not. I've never watched Melrose Place, so I don't know.
I'm guilty. Okay, I did.
I've never seen it. You know, speaking of women in the entertainment industry and everything.
Yes.
Apparently there's a... Is this a study? It's a study,
right?
It
is a study.
So a new study finds that movie reviewers lack women, inclusion of women, and minorities.
Yes.
You know, I was... At first I was like, what are you talking about? I listened to... I'm like, oh, wait, that's just one podcast.
Yes.
It's like, I listened to the Slash Film Cast, which is a movie review. There's like a website called Slash Film as well, and they're like the official podcast of the website. They're... huge movie critics and stuff like that. From what I understand, none of those guys make a lot of money doing this, but it's fun. The podcast has been around for 10 years.
Dang.
So
it's old.
It's old, yeah.
But
and
well, they probably get free movie passes or something. Like
no. What they do...
No.
That would be nice, but no, they don't. What they do is they get donations from their listeners so they can pay to like they go to the movie theaters and stuff like that. But because they are critics, they've now... Most of them are like known movie critics, so they do get to get see screeners and, you know, early access sort of thing and whatnot just because of who they are now. But most of them, they genuinely love movies and stuff like that. And every once in a while, they bring on some women. There is one cast member on there that he is a brown person, brown guy. He's an Indian dude that he does the show. So, and the head person, he's Asian. So there is somewhat of a diversity, but that's through my own experience.
But as gender, you're basically is this more male dominant?
Gender, a lot of men.
Yes.
Whole lot of men. It's like,
yes.
And I think those are the ones who actually make it to like mainstream media to like talk about movies. Mm-hmm. You know, like they have their own segments on like news channels and stuff like that. And just a very interesting
dichotomy. Yeah, no, I was just saying, like, I know that even while watching like on YouTube, because I like movies, I like to know what's going on. Like, okay, what movie just came out? That, you know, what are people saying about it? And just like most of, like, just looking at the reviewers, they're all men. mostly, not all of them, some of them are men, but mostly, it's mostly men and mostly white.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it. You know, you might get a sprinkling. There might be a black person, might be a black guy. You might be like, oh, he has a different opinion. No, he doesn't. It's mostly, it's very like male. Sometimes there's a black man. Sometimes there's another person, but it's usually white male. And it's very odd. It's
dominated.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, I do know of some, like, the now defamed or defunct. Not that I would call them defamed, the Black Girl Nerds. If you know who that is, you know what I'm talking about.
What's it called again?
Black Girl Nerds.
Black Girl Nerds?
Mm, they were pretty large. Run by Jimmy Braddox, I think her name is. Mm. Huge in the entertainment industry when it comes to reviews and stuff like that. Ran a pretty successful website for a number of years until Universal FanCon happened. And then, it's like,
yeah,
I don't know how they're doing now, but there's the Mary Sue. Mm-hmm. They do televisions and movies. But other than that, I can't really think of any other... There is another collective called Black Girl Games, Gamers or something like that. And they do, like, they stream and they, I think they do game reviews and stuff like that. Like, they have, mm-hmm. like, a journalistic type of thing. But other than that, I don't know of any.
Yeah.
That's to the forefront of, like, I follow these people. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, the closest I can get to anybody of color was that Indian guy on Slash Film Class.
Yes.
Like,
well, yeah. I would say this, like, I could only judge it from, like, from a gaming point of view,
because
I already know, like, you know, like you said, for movies, there's not too much females that, you know, that do it. But for gaming point of view, I could see as, like, this stereotype basically is, like, you know, what do these women know about games?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it always comes down to. They'd be like, oh, they can't play a game and this and this. And, you know, that is wrong, because I play, right now, me, I play with a lot of women online, and they beat me bad sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I have fun with them, because we talk trash, you know, friendly talk with us. We just do friendly talk trash, but it's like, if they was to talk about games, I could listen to them, because they know their games, they can play well. It's all about just giving them a chance. If you don't give no one a chance, and you just be like, oh, a female talking, oh, they don't know nothing, you got to give them a chance to hear them out, because you probably will be surprised.
Yeah. Because I think, I remember the Frag Dolls. There was a pretty successful team. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back in the day.
They're actually still around. They're the Ubisoft official team for, like,
yeah,
all the games,
yeah,
like Ghost Recon stuff. I played with
They are mostly white, but, you know.
Yes.
I played with two of them on the Xbox 360 when they had this contest thing. I played it. We just go in and out. They're cool.
Yeah, but these numbers right here for this study is, like, abysmal.
Yes, it is.
God damn. 21% that were evaluated by female critics. This is, like, what, last year?
Yes. From 2015 to 2017.
Wow, this is not even like a year. This is like a couple of years.
Yes.
It's only 21%. That is small.
That is a small.
Jesus.
Does that say that they're part of a group, or they just not even, like...
I think that's just not overall.
Just overall, like, yeah, them reviewing,
wow,
anything.
That's tiny.
And then it gets smaller when it's like they separate it into, like,
ranges,
races, yeah, what race talked about what, or, you know, just like it just gets small.
Damn.
Well, I mean, like, that's what I'm seeing now. A lot of YouTube videos, stuff I watch, like reviews and stuff. I've seen a lot of, like, stuff now. Like, they're always making sure there's a guy and a girl there. Like, you know, there's not, it's like 1-on-1 or it's gonna be 2-2. You won't see, like, say, 3 men and one woman. It'll be 2-2. Now they're trying to
balance it out. I still see, like, just mostly men at a table.
Yeah, I know.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they're trying to at least slowly trying to,
like,
it's going slow, but,
like, Screen Junkies is like that.
Yeah.
Like, they're all
it's
men.
Still,
like,
mostly men. There's one woman, Roxanne, with an R.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, she's the only one who's, like, consistently there at the table.
Oh, okay.
It's mostly men, like, all 5 of them talking.
I wonder.
Just gotta bring them in, like, do some stuff, like, advertise, be like, yo.
Yeah, I wonder why that is, though.
You said,
I wonder why that is. Like, why is it not more? Because it's not like, I know a lot of black femmes who would love to do this sort of thing. And I don't know if it's because it's just not access or they don't feel they can do it. Like, because, you know.
I almost feel like it's a combination of both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're not, like, people aren't asking, like, oh, I need a female to talk about blah, blah, X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So you don't get a female unless there's a female who's like, yo, I'm a apply for this anyway. Like, who the hell cares?
Right.
I'm going to do it. You don't really see that. And then it's also that whole stereotype of, like, you know, why would I listen to you? You don't know what you're talking about. I have to, like, in order for me to know a whole bunch of stuff, I'd have to go through backlogs and backlogs, right? And a guy could be like, oh, yeah, I only know, like, maybe, I only know about the Avengers for 2016, right? Right? But I'd have to know, like, past Avengers, past, like, stuff that, it might not even matter that I know it, but I have to know it.
Yeah, because I would say the most knowledgeable person I know about when it comes to films mm-hmm. is a woman, a black woman. But, you know, given that she works in film, but you know, but she knows her stuff beyond just the popular mainstream stuff. She's talking about technique, ideas, structure, that sort of thing.
Yeah, like, you have to know directors, producers.
Right.
You've got to know, like, the names.
She knows, you know. Like, but, that's, like, her thing.
Yeah, but then, you know, there are some people who only know, like, maybe mainstream stuff. And then, you know, people will be like, oh, I want to listen to them because they know what they're talking about. But I could know, like, history and so-and-so, but I'd have to know, like, how many windows are in the Star Trek NC-17.
The viewports.
Like, the Enterprise, how many windows? Why would I know how many windows there are? Okay, I have to know how many windows there are because that's someone's going to be on the internet and say, you don't know everything, blah, 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 blah.
Who cares? It's like, that's, I reserve there's knowledge, that type of trivia to, like, ultra fans.
You know,
like, nothing else matters. I live in the Star Trek universe.
Well, I'll say this much, like, it's not even really advertised that they need people to be out there because I haven't see that, like, say we need people to talk about some movies or mm-hmm. something like that. But if my message to the woman out there, if you want to increase the percentage, do something now. You don't have to, like, wait for someone to advertise. Yeah. You could go on the radio, make a podcast, YouTube videos, and there's access out there to help yourself to get popular, and then someone could actually just get a phone call, have a couple of videos. Hey, you know your stuff. Come join us. And then that's one step. So if you know movies, just go out there and start doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say this too, is like, I run the GSN network, so if you want to do that sort of stuff, hit me up.
Yeah.
It's not hard to find me, you know, just look for me on, just go to, you know, you can go to givethesounds.com and find us, and we'll help you out. You know, we're a small site, but we're getting there. Anyway, moving on to some tech news, where this time... And if you live in the U.S., you know that right now there's some congressional hearings for Silicon Valley, specifically Twitter, YouTube. Well, not YouTube so much, like more like, you know, Google overall, Facebook. Those are, like, I think the three big ones that was called in for questioning recently. So now YouTube is a bit in hot sauce right now with Germany, where...
Oh, God.
There was, I believe, there was a story of a woman that claimed she was raped or attacked or something like that, mm-hmm. or she was almost raped or something like that. I'm not too clear on the whole story. That you know, there were, like, all these protests and, you know, craziness because it was reported that it was refugees. From different countries that did it, Muslim refugees that did this attack on this woman.
Mm.
And it turns out that it's not true, that it was, I'm not sure who, like I said, I don't know the crux of the story because I heard about it in passing and never really checked it out and whatnot and yada yada, because that seems to be the type of stories that are, you know, being, like, pushed out there a lot lately. So, because we had one recently where a young woman was killed by an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
A Latino guy. Mm-hmm. He said he blacked out. And when he came through, she was in his trunk dead. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's...
So there's this whole thing that's, you know, but that's just like the type of story I'm trying to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why YouTube is getting into hot water is because of the people who were getting phone calls based on some YouTube videos that was put up by like a group of like far right crazy wing bats, you know, who's coming up with all these theories about what happened to this woman and who did it. And turns out that, and I've experienced this with YouTube where I think that the article is a bit off about YouTube, is that their algorithm works like this. So if I say, I want to see what the new Spider-Man game looks like. So I will type in Spider-Man PS4, so Spider-Man 2018 mm-hmm. gameplay. And what it would do, it would give me the top result.
Yeah.
You click on it, and then it will show me all this suggested other stuff on the side, which is all mm-hmm. Spider-Man related. So it may even, if you really go down the rabbit hole, you'll find someone at some point that says, I hate this game. You yes. know, or this is why blah blah blah, whatever. It just kind of like mm-hmm. rolls down and everything like that. And this is the problem with this particular article. It's like people were watching this video. It had 500,000 views on top of that.
Sorry for the extra noise
guys that you're hearing right now. It is hot in here, and we need
that breeze is focused.
yeah so we have to put on the AC, so we apologize for the audio-ness of this. One day it'll be silent and we'll never hear it.
Yes.
But yeah, like I was saying, the way that's just pretty much how the YouTube algorithm works. And it really, you see videos suggested to you or recommended to you based on what you like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start watching some extremist white right wing
yeah.
thing, you will, you're going to run
you
into
will find more of that. Of extremist right wing news media
right.
outlets.
So the German government is trying to blame YouTube for this. Like, they're saying that your algorithm is pointing people to misinformation,
mm-hmm.
which is true. Like, it is technically doing that. Because they're allowing people to upload this sort of thing. But YouTube doesn't
wasn't that
information.
Yeah, but wasn't that problem with the kids where
they were the misleading watching thumbnails and
yeah.
whatnot? It's
the same problem.
Well, they're looking for that now. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were looking for this. And I think that they're going to start looking for it because of Alex Jones. So,
yes,
because
yes.
he recently got banned from Twitter.
Finally.
Yeah, so Twitter was like the last nail yeah. in the coffin for that guy. And I think
maybe
that...
Maybe he'll find another platform.
Dailymotion, maybe? I'm sure they will... You know, you can stream to Dailymotion.
Yes.
So, you know, that's an option.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're saying that it's just... They're trying to say that, you know, and YouTube's response is like, well, that's how the algorithm works.
Yeah.
They're looking into it, but, you know, I feel like a lot of these companies, they don't like to fix anything until somebody's broken.
Yeah.
Until somebody was like, oh, you know, well, I should say somebody with enough clout to actually get them to do something about it.
Then it's a problem.
Because YouTube is full of conspiracy theory videos.
Oh, yeah.
There are like straight up conspiracy theory videos, and mm-hmm. there are like videos who are explaining the conspiracy theories or telling you why. So there is a healthy balance of like, this is bullshit.
And
this is, I believe the earth is flat.
Well, because yeah. you know, YouTube is basically about just trying to put stuff on YouTube, put videos on YouTube to make mm-hmm. money. So if they're going to make up something where they know it catches people's attention, people are going to do it. So if I could just make up anything off the top of my head, you know, and then I know I'm going to make money off it, I'm gonna do it, whether it's true or not. But it just catches people's interest. And that's what it is, really. It's,
yeah.
it's nothing
yeah.
more than that.
I mean, I almost feel like it's the same problem with, like, Facebook and
yeah.
the other social medias where... they have a situation, like, they didn't think about it in the long run. Like,
right.
they didn't think, like, oh, you're giving a platform to everyone. And anyone can do whatever the
can
hell.
Say, yeah.
And say whatever the hell they want to do, right? And they were like, oh, you know, it's just free speech, blah, blah, blah. But then when someone actually gets hurt and something happens, then they're like,
right.
oh, shit. we didn't think of that, but it's not our fault because that's not how we run. That's not what we were. That's not why our platform.
It's not part
there.
Of their terms of service.
Yeah, and we didn't put that in there. We didn't say that they had to do that. So you know, they pushed that off onto whoever it is.
Yeah, there's been some weird overreaches of social media companies and stuff like that, and you know, I mean, albeit said that this the German authorities have said that YouTube has been very cooperative with them to help them remove all kind of different hate speech and stuff like that from their platform, which, you know, there is a heavy reliance on self-reporting. Like people, you know, you flag something or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Where, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, they're relying on
the people to do it.
To do it.
And if people are watching it and they're not doing it.
Yeah. Like they're not there's gonna, nothing that they can do.
Right. Because it then becomes a whole conversation on who gets to monitor, like, you know, government speech. You know, that, I think that's like the problem. A lot of people are like. But I feel like that's more.
Big Brother is watching.
Yeah,
but I wonder who like really monitors these videos because it's like I'm sure there's like millions of videos getting loaded up every day to YouTube.
Every day, yeah. So it's every hour.
Yeah. So I'm like, how did they just catch? Did they get like a signal? Oh, videos being loaded. Let's take a look at it right now.
It's just an algorithm.
And then why they looking at it? Oh, another video. They're like, how do they keep track of all these stuff? Like
they don't. YouTube does not keep track of all the videos.
No,
that
I mean, trust me. Oh, I know that. They probably catch it later on.
Yeah.
If they won't catch it right away, but they will catch it at some point.
Eventually, they'll catch it.
After it gets a couple of views.
I remember there is a job at YouTube where that is your job, where you your job is to like hunt down questionable video and content. And which I think they say that job only retains people for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Because of the crap they have to look at and listen to. It's like. People are like, they're damaged psychologically. It's like, wow, people are insane. Like, you know, there have been sex videos, pedophilia, crimes, murder. Like, you name it. Like, it's the underbelly of humans, like, as best as they can find. And it's like, that's a job. It was like, damn. You know, I'm sure I could do that job, but, you know.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I'll be sick after first day. See all that stuff.
Yes.
I mean, it's like. I probably would be able to do it. He's like, but that's just me.
You have to see a therapist every day. After I do sweat, I'll be like,
I'm just jaded. I'm already like pessimistic about humans anyway. So it's like, yes, I know you're trash.
You might be able to last for maybe like 6 months. Whoever was like that 6 month person or maybe a little longer.
No, they said that's the average.
Okay, so there are some people who are lasting. A lot of,
they're just out after 6 months. They're like, no, So, I mean, I don't know how you get that job, but I heard it's a job.
Yes.
You know, so I think that's like the biggest question. Now it's like, because even in our Congress here, they were like asking Twitter, do you silence conservative views? You know, like conservative voices and stuff like that. The problem with that is, like Jack Dorsey, that's the CEO of Twitter. He said that we treat, because someone did ask about the whole Trump thing. They're like, how come you're not banning Trump's account
speech,
you know, and he was like, well, no one has special treatment, everybody's, he said that pretty much Trump hasn't really violated any of their terms of service, not yet, give it time.
give him some time.
So pretty much he's saying that any, like, they're like, you know what they're doing now is that not only are they banning people who violate the terms of service, they're also going to, what they call shadow ban, people's accounts that exhibit certain behaviors. Like if you follow, so like if you were a follower of Alex Jones and then his account got taken down and then you still are going around sharing Alex Jones stuff, you will also be banned.
Oh, so that's what they, that's what they call like a shadow ban?
Yeah. They're monitoring your account.
So they don't really ban your account, they just like, they're kind of like what?
They make you less visible.
Also, instead of, say, shadow for instance, you normally get like 100 views, you probably get like probably 30 views or 10 views.
Right? Yeah, or nothing at all. Oh. Like they de-rank you until you, because at the time you're not really breaking their terms of service, so they're trying to, like, you know, do all that sort of thing. So I think that maybe that's what YouTube is probably going to do, is like shadow ban people.
It's a start.
To, like, you know, bring down the views, because that's what happened with Alex Jones, because he was getting, I think they said 1.something million visits a day to his website.
Damn.
And ever since he got taken down. He's down to about 700,000, which is still a lot of people.
Yeah,
that is. But I will be interested to see the numbers now that Twitter is now gone from him, to see how much of an impact that happens. And rightfully, there are people who are scared about
free speech.
You know, the whole protection of free speech and everything like that. But that you keep trying to tell people in America, free speech is not protected speech, because you're not free from consequences.
Yes.
Now, you're protected as long as you don't threaten anyone. If you want to talk shit about other races, sexuality, religion, yada yada, you're free to do so. But the moment you start to call to action to harm others based on someone else's lifestyle, you then become an issue. Especially somebody like that. Exactly. Especially somebody like him. You know, like I keep bringing him up because he's the most recent example of this nonsense. So it's like, and in Germany, they're saying that they're seeing these videos of where people are saying, they're saying that Muslim refugees are the one harming German women. You know, we should go get them. So they're inciting violence.
Yes.
You know, it's like,
that is a cry to violence.
Right. So it's like, you know, yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's you know, go down the rabbit hole one day just to see.
Like, I'm just gonna say, like, you have a lot of people in the world who have no sense. So when they rely on YouTube and start to make up their minds for them,
right?
So you hear something like, oh, like you said, you said Muslim refugees are
going around harming people,
right? They're gonna be like, oh, really? Let's riot the troops. Let's go beat them all. And then
there will be people that do this sort of thing. Like it's
very persuasive.
It happens almost every other day.
Weak-minded. They're very weak-minded.
Yes, that's what I meant.
You know, it happens on Facebook a lot, where people just put out videos saying all kind of crazy shit. No, like, I call it hysterical paranoia, where it's like, I think that's actually a term, but I'm not sure. But where, so there was like, I think last year, around my birthday, apparently there was supposed to be a blackout done by the government they were going to release a... electromagnetic pulse.
Yes, I remember.
And
that.
Blackout.
I remember it. Yeah.
The Eastern Seaboard.
It's supposed to be some kind of thing they was gonna try.
Right. It's a test. And this lady made this video, and she completely misinterpreted what it. So there was a test.
Mm-hmm.
It was not that.
Okay.
There was a test, like it said, because there was a threat from North Korea. Because if you explode a nuclear bomb in the atmosphere, it actually causes an EMP
mm-hmm.
burst, which will destroy all electronics for whatever radius it can reach. So in that case, what do you do in that scenario? So the Department of Defense came up with this test, and they contacted all the ham radio operators, which is, if you don't know what ham radio, it's like analog radio.
Right.
Much like what we're doing, it's just we're digital. So mm-hmm. we'll be dead in the water if we don't.
Yes.
You know. But what ended up happening was, like, they did have this test, and they had to come out and make a clarified statement because of this hysteria. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a government agency, you have to come out like, we do this every 3 years. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, people keep saying that the world's changed. It's like, the world has changed in the amount of information it's consuming.
Yes.
Not necessarily change in or a way
showing.
That, right. So it's like, there was a time that we were shocked by the evening news because that was our biggest source of information.
Yeah. Or what you saw in the newspaper. We didn't know what was going on.
Like, right. Now you have the internet 24/7. Yes. Like, people were going crazy when CNN went 24/7. Like, yep. When they had 24/7 news, people were like, what? There's news all over the world all the time? Like, yeah. And then,
what is happening?
Now it's even worse with the internet, now that you can get it all the time, and then you get a bunch of misinformation
mm-hmm.
constantly,
because you don't know what's real. Trump is saying what's fake news, what's real news. So
right,
I mean, there is a problem.
Yeah, there is like thing. Is there fake news? Yes, there is.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
is that. It the ones he's saying it is? No,
no
it's not. It's like, you know, he just doesn't like it because it's not favorable to him,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. And, but most people don't care because they're like, they want to listen to him because he's the president. So it's like, you know, there's like all that.
He's the president, so he must know what he's talking about.
Exactly. So it's like there are things that these celebrities and public figures have to watch what they're saying, because mm-hmm. there are people who are listening to you to every word. Like, you know, Kanye West with the whole slavery was a choice. you know, there are people, like, I saw people who literally was questioning their political alliances. They were like, you know, maybe Kanye has some, I don't know. It's like, maybe are you serious? I was like, are you serious right now? It's like, this is how it all culminates into, like, a boiling pot of nonsense. Like, you know.
Something like that, you just said, maybe we should have a time sheet. I'll just grab him and say, here, now go make your choice in front of the slave owner.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I chose to come across on the whatever.
On the boat. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. You know, along with that, the other article we're going to talk about is this, Facebook is also, you know, they recently announced that they took down, like, over 600 accounts or something like that, or pages or whatever.
I could believe that.
A couple of accounts and everything like that. And they said that he's pretty much saying that he's going to be posting updates about how they're trying to fix Facebook for this problem. Mm-hmm. And he said that it will probably take a year. Or so, like another year.
It'll probably take longer than that.
I don't, because you're never gonna really get rid of this.
Yeah,
you know, because
people are still gonna keep posting.
Right, exactly, and it's like there's always a way around the system. You're going
to find people. There's people who will hack into the system.
Yeah. I don't think it's really gonna happen.
Like, because nobody has the same sort of like-minded mindset. Right. Everybody has a different point of view.
So yeah, yeah.
They want to post the things they want to post. And they will find a way around it.
Like, are you going to curtail? Because they do curtail what they call protected classes. Mm-hmm. Like, I was recently banned for a couple of days because I said all men are trash.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Now, I didn't know that men were a class.
Men are a protected class. I don't know if women are. Right. It's like that's the thing. Like, I've only seen people get banned because of that. And I've seen a few of my friends get banned because of that.
Because of what?
Because of the word men.
Saying word men?
Yeah. Like, they're protected classes within Facebook. So it's white men. I know that for sure. So if you say cracker or anything like that, like on your in your status, they consider that hate speech. So they would ban you for like a day or so. Okay. If you say, like I said, all men are trash in one of my posts.
Right.
And they were like, so they banned me for a couple of days. Because, really? Yeah, yeah. Which when they ban you.
I saw that message. A lot of stuff. But you got banned after?
Yeah, I did. I did get banned for a couple of days from doing certain things. And then I got banned again for a feature that they have, which is weird. But that's a different story.
Okay. Right.
But what I'm trying to get at is, like, Facebook has these, you got to go look it up, like, in their terms of service, where it's like all these protected classes that they have.
Just certain words.
Certain words will trigger auto ban, like, you know, straight out, you know. But there are ways to get around it if you know what to do.
Yeah.
I guess it's like the real world. They have they have trigger words that you're not supposed to hear on TV.
Right.
So when you say certain words, you're going to get caught up.
So they do the same thing there. But the funny thing is like they have hate groups all over Facebook where they say terrible things every day. And they don't ban those people.
But are they spelling out the word? Because like, I know some people, when they want to say the N-word, they'll put...
Oh, no, they put it all out.
They put the little asterisks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little symbols and stuff.
I would say their hate speech vocabulary in Facebook is poor. They don't, because the way people are getting around with it is more like phrases and not straight out, you know, nigga or this or faggot, you know, like those type of words.
They got keywords they use.
Right. So they're looking for the hard,
R-rated.
It's like, you know, I want to get. Then there are people who are like, well, they're going to spread it a little differently or they'll have a whole phrase to describe someone, which, you know, the people who they're going after knows what they're talking about. And if you report it, Facebook is like, well, you know, it's not really part of community standards, you know, like that sort of crap.
Well, because the thing is, they're more focused on the stronger words,
right?
That you know more, because trust me, so you see a hate group say the N word and stuff, then boom, they're gonna be on it because next you know they're gonna get hit back. So if they made up some other words that's hate, that's not, let's say, popular among us right now, then we're not gonna really know. But once it gets popular, then they'll be like, okay, we're gonna start banning them for that. So it's gonna take time to keep catching up because the more you ban them for certain words, the more new words are gonna develop to start using.
Yes.
Yeah, because the only counter to that I've seen on Facebook is the people who uses it. They more do things like they will go and report the person to like where they work. They screenshot their conversation, send it straight to their job, and most of the time that gets them fired.
Yes,
most of the time. I've done it 2-3 times. Ooh. Because of people who were running and attack people that I knew. So I was like, no. I said, hold on. I'll get them fired. On. And I've done that to several people on Facebook. It was like, yep.
And they got fired.
And they got fired. They got, like, the job got back to me. It's like, oh, he or she has been removed from the company.
Yes.
It's like, because it's ridiculous. Like, you know, there are things that are, and even when you report it to Facebook, they're just not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Because so, they feel like it's not hate speech, or it might not be something that, like,
you know. Or they're cover up the weirdest pictures, like, that has nothing to do with, it's not violent, it's not gory or anything like that. It's like, I think I saw one today, it was like, I don't understand, why is this covered up?
Yeah.
There's nothing happening. There's like, it's nothing happening here. It's like, no one is dying, no one is, you know.
I mean, it's the same thing with breastfeeding. Those are always covered up.
Yeah.
Well, it depends, like to you, like, I'll use the breastfeeding you just said, like, to you, that we all know, like, a grown-up, so we all know that's natural, right? So now,
well, not all grown-ups,
right? That's my second point. Then you're gonna have the ones who be like, oh, they're exposing their body, this with my child, see this, da, da. So it's like, you have the more, I get it, but I'm saying, you have the more the crazy ones who will be like, now we gotta report this. So to them, it's like, it's just covered up. This is the safe face. Even though they probably dictate how we think, but just to have like a couple hundred thousand people report it, they're gonna go crazy. Like, just blur it up.
Yeah, but it doesn't really make sense, because the stuff that isn't covered up is even worse than the stuff that is.
No, I totally agree.
What?
And then they would be like, they would start to say, "Oh well, we're keeping it up because we want to spread awareness."
Yeah.
Like, you know, I remember last year vividly. This woman, I think she's like a hairstylist or something like that, so she had her business on Facebook.
Right.
She thought it would be a good idea to post a video of two young boys kissing each other. And they can tell they're underage. It looked like a primary school of some sort.
Okay.
And they were black. She was black as well. Mm-hmm. It's a black community. And we know how the LGBTQ community is seen and represented in the black community is not very favorable.
Yeah.
So it's like, when you're doing that, I don't think she realized what she was doing. One, it's child pornography. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you don't know if their family knows. Because the number one reason why a lot of young black, specifically black children, are kicked out of their home is because of their family. Being gay. Because of the family. It's like she probably could have caused the homelessness of two young boys.
Mm-hmm.
They
were underage.
They looked like 12.
Well, let me ask you this though. Were they gay or was this something like?
No. They were like engaging in, they were kissing and touching each other.
Like a long kiss, like a
right. This was, it was, okay. It was like, they're, you know, they're young. So they're like, I guess, figuring things out. And but they were hidden away. It wasn't like they were like out in the open doing any of this stuff. And yeah, it's so like,
to post that, I ain't gonna front. Like, I'm not like, this is just personally how I feel. Like, if I see that as my child up there like doing that, I'll be kind of like, what the, you know, really going up. So it's like, that's.
I'd be upset more like that the person posted it.
Yeah, like I would.
Yeah, that's what I mean. To see your child up there, then you're gonna be cursed at it. You're gonna be mad at the person who posted that. So it's like, on her part, I can understand what she's trying to do, but you being insensitive to like you said, the parents wise.
We don't know. Because
she
can cause way more damage than.
Way more.
Because she thought it was funny. Like, she's like, look at these. And they, saying slurs and stuff like that. Like, it's not. It's. I don't know. Like, it's like, what exactly are you trying to do?
Because now these days, you got to rethink hard about what you're going to do and post. Because, like I always tell my other friend before, I was like, right now, this generation, from my view, is like, we're very sensitive to a lot of stuff that we see. Is that we don't know how one person could take to be something maybe funny that they could kiss Georgie. Ugh, stuttered out. But it's like, to somebody else, it could just be like very offensive, and you're like,
right.
What did you find offensive? I found it funny. You're like, no, look at that. You just see it. You're like, It's like, you really have to really start. You have to
not everything is a joke.
Right. You have to really look at things from. If you post it, you have to really look at things like, okay, it seems funny here, but if I was another person, what would I see negative about it? You know, that's how you have to really think about this.
You just have to put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. Exactly. Most people well, not most people, but some people just refuse to put themselves in other people's shoes. Like, right. Oh, this might be a problem. Like, okay, so you're in a room full of white people and yeah. you're the only black person, right? And all your white friends are like making some sort of joke about black people. Now, in hindsight, your friends should have been like, oh, you know what? That's a bad joke to make.
Right.
Because you're the only black person here and, you know, we're making it, it's offensive. But they'll just be like, you don't care. You're not black.
You're one of the good Negroes.
Yeah. And yeah. it's just like, yes, I just suffer, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like, you know, when it comes to social media and stuff like that, it's like, it moves at the speed of thought. So it's mm-hmm. like, which is really fast. You can make or break a career in less than a day.
Yes.
On social media. So it's like, you got to be careful. You can't just be, you know, and honestly, I don't think that these companies are well equipped to handle the spontaneity that is a human race. It is increasingly hard. God. And the more they open up to more parts of the world, American values don't always reflect.
Yeah, they don't.
In other parts of the world, it doesn't transfer over. So you have to be very careful about where expanding into what and whom mm-hmm. and who you're talking to, because then you start running into people from all over the world that may not quite get your sensibilities, or you may not get their sensibilities. Mm-hmm. You know, like their cuisine, their culture, the this, the that. So it's like, I think it's a ball of fire. Yeah, they're juggling right now.
Yeah.
I don't see that going out anytime soon. I don't know how exactly they're going to do this sort of stuff, but I would say one thing, though. People are really lazy.
Yes.
Partly this, it's our fault as well as users. Part of it is our fault. Mm-hmm. We like to share things that is conducive to our bias. You know, if you're already biased against someone, something, some race, some culture, you're going to believe it because yes. you want to believe it. Like, this speaks to my bias, yeah. you know?
It makes sense to you.
Right. So it's like, oh, well, this tracks. I'm going to do it. Yay. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they're selling plastic rice. I believe it.
Yes.
What company would do that? Think about that for a second. Like, these are people who, like, what for-profit company is going to be like, well, you know what? I'm going to kill everyone. Why would you kill everyone who's going to buy your rice?
You still need people to eat it, right?
Why would you sell plastic lettuce? Who's going to buy your lettuce?
You still need people to eat that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it happens, though. It's just one of those things.
Just stupid. Altogether. Anyway, so my anime recommendation is Next Gen. It's on Netflix. It just came out today. Well, when you're hearing this, is Monday, so it's already on there. It's a movie. It's CGI. So some people are like, well, it's not anime. It's like, no, it's from an anime studio. So it's
that
fine.
Almost sounds weird.
I know.
I'm trying to like picture
CGI. There is CGI anime out there. There's a lot of them. So it's okay. Like
the show's called Next Gen.
Next Gen. Yeah.
Well, what's it about?
It's kind of like our society today. It's like everybody's obsessed with this one device. Except it's like robots. And they're like, here's the next one coming out. And everybody seems to be really into that. And there's a young girl who's just like, she kind of like, I hate robots, but befriends one that's like super intelligent or whatever.
Kind of sounds like an iRobot.
Pretty much. It's like iRobot. It's like, just, you know, it's like the next iPhone. Hey. It's like, it does everything.
It does everything.
I'll give it a watch. Show.
It has a headphone jack. It's like, but it has a very DreamWorks feel. To it. So you probably like it for that. Like it's on par in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like Next Gen. But anyway, to wrap things up on our Marvel area here.
Woo.
So Captain Marvel.
Yes.
First pictures.
We have her first pictures.
And I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it.
Nope.
It looks good.
Not even remotely. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, young Samuel Jackson was weird as fuck, but
hey, it was.
That de-aging technology from Disney is something else, boy.
It's getting a lot better. Every time they use it, it gets way better.
So I'm just saying that it is Samuel Jackson, but they just did something to make his face look younger, basically, right?
Yeah, they use a de-aging thing.
Yeah, so pretty. It's almost like they used a
a CGI photo to cover his face.
A younger photo of him.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it does look
and
a lot.
I wonder if it's the same thing they used for Paul Walker. Where he did the last Fast Furious?
Nah, they ain't got that type of money. They suck.
Yeah,
no. No, but I'm just saying, like, they had this thing where his brother has the same body feature as him. So when they did a thing with his face,
it's they like, kind of did, but
they had the I guess like, he took out a computer, some kind of CG thing where
slapped it onto his face. Yes.
Right, yeah,
pretty much.
Their version was bad. It's terrible.
Yeah, that last scene where he turns around and looks out the window. I was like,
I was just about to say that. Yeah, it looked weird because he's like this, and he's like, you almost saw the head move off the body. You're like, what the
hell? I was like, somebody pay for that? That's not how that works, man. If you want to see like really good examples of it, Marvel do have a few examples of like young Tony Stark.
Yeah, that was
Pym, Dr. Pym and his wife, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Ant-Man 2. Was it Ant-Man 2, was it?
Ant-Man 2, yeah. Yes. Ant-Man and the Wasp. I think who was it did that to? Young Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
They did that for a little bit too. Well, they did that for, actually it wasn't even the aging really. It was just like keeping it like a render of her now. Well, she's dead now. Carrie Fisher.
You know, she turned around.
Right. She's in Star Wars, the last Star Wars movie. So I was like, well, they had to like fill in the rest of the scenes.
So they had like a stand-in that has like a face in it. It's like,
right, exactly. But it's all CG. Like they brought back an actor that was dead.
I forgot his name.
Old dude.
Yeah. Older guy. He was in Star Wars. Yeah. And it was a very uncanny valley.
It was like, huh?
You talk about Obi-Wan?
No. He was like a general on the dark side.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I think I need to try and get his face together right now.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like Hollywood has been messing around with this. But yeah, man, I am digging her costume. I think she looks good in it. You get to see what's the troop that she was part of back in the day?
And you got Samuel got two eyes.
Damn. What was it called? It was
something Star.
Star Force,
yeah. Which is funny. If you look closely, you see what's his name there?
Jude Law.
No, not Jude Law. Black dude. In him. This guy right here, I forgot his name. This actor.
So he popped up. He's in everything.
Right. He popped up as this character in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right.
Part one. Remember when he was in the cave?
He met Star.
Who?
Yeah.
So that's that's him right there.
Damn, he's been around for a while.
Yes, he's in everything at this point.
Yeah, he popped up in that. Wait, and
does that even make sense?
Like, no, it does, because in Guardians of the Galaxy and this crew, they actually meet a few times in the like comic books and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
No, but I mean like movie wise, does it make sense? Because I thought he was doing something totally different.
He's an alien, so it's like we don't know because. We don't know what time period this is in, this shot right here. So we don't know. Yeah. And remember,
that could be present day.
Right. So Peter Quill, mm-hmm. the character was taken in the 80s.
Yes.
And we don't know.
She's in the 90s.
Right. So we don't really know what time frame Guardians of the Galaxy took place in.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, I believe it's like present day or like stuff like that. So, but we don't really know when he had that little adventure, what would happen and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm sure there's like a super fan out there that's like, yeah, you know,
this is the timeline.
Yeah. So it's like, and you do get to see Brie Larson and the whole crew. So that, and they look kind of badass. I'm not going to front.
Yeah, we do.
I thought that was Gamora, but that's not Gamora.
We do see Ronan though. I think it's
Ronan is there. So
I don't know why he's there though.
So this must be this is either a flashback. It has to be because so this must be way before they met Star-Lord and stuff like that.
This is way before he becomes the Accuser. Ronan the Accuser.
Right. I mean, still has the same hammer and whatnot.
So he's just Ronan right now.
Yeah, he's just like regular old Ronan. He's like just 9 foot tall, and we get to see the Kree. So that's really cool. Oh, no, sorry, not the Kree, the Skrulls.
Yes.
Which they're coming out of the sea for whatever reason. I don't know why. So that's really cool.
Maybe they land somewhere.
Yeah. Jude Law and whatnot, you know, doing their thing.
Yes.
Apparently he's part of Star Force.
Star
Force.
He's an elite Kree military commander.
I think that's how she got her powers, right? I think it's from him.
Well, he would have to be Mar-Vell. He'd have to Captain be Mar-Vell. Captain Mar-Vell.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's him.
So let's look up IMDb. I'm curious. I'm sorry. Our show is running a little long, guys, but you know, this is good news, keep man. Listening. Come on. Keep listening. So let's check out Captain Mar-Vell, you know, IMDb. Let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean,
let's see who's playing what.
I mean, they say that this is like after she already has her powers, so she already knows how they sort of work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right, because they said they're not gonna do the
this is not a
so like, we're not gonna see the origin story.
Yeah, this is not a conventional origin story. She already has the power.
Yeah, so they said they don't doing these origin stuff where you just because like which is what I always argued about with how the Batman Superman movies were. Mm-hmm. They're gonna do the movie and then get I guess occasional flashbacks off and on, but you're doing. Because
I don't
want
to see another Batman movie where his parents gets killed again.
I don't.
I get it.
The thing is with Captain Mar-Vell is that I'm okay with the origin story with her because not a lot of people know about her or that she's like Superman level.
Mm-hmm. Well,
alpha.
Well, that's what I said. They're gonna have flashbacks in there, but they still want to keep people hyped up for the next Avengers movie. So they're gonna have flashbacks for the origin, but not too much because I guess who knows because. There are some superheroes, but their origin is just boring. So, who knows? Maybe her origin is boring.
Her origin story is not boring at all.
No, I'm just saying, like, for them-wise, maybe they just could have found a way to put it in, you know, direct the property in a movie to make it, you know, for the comic book fans.
Yeah, it wouldn't be palatable.
So, maybe that's why they probably going to, like, maybe just do little flashbacks off and on to show this is why is this and that.
Yeah,
she was kidnapped for a while. So,
something like what's the show?
Jude Law is playing Mar-Vell.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So Captain Mar-Vell is mixed. So that means he gonna I shouldn't spoil it.
Spoiler alert.
Well, he didn't say anything, so
So he's playing Captain Mar-Vell. Nice. So I guess we are going to see it's on IMDb right here. Yeah, Jude Law right there. So I guess we're going to see how she got her powers. Yeah.
So it'll be like a flashback or something. Yeah. Let us know.
So some of these pictures must be flashbacks. So I'm saying this is a flashback because that's homegirl there. Yeah, like, no, she doesn't have any powers here. We see Maria... Maria Rubio.
Yeah.
Rambo. Is that her last name? How do you pronounce her last name? Rambeau. I feel like it's Rambo.
I have no clue.
But
I never knew.
Her character
Lynch
is also cosmically powered as well.
Yes.
So we don't know. So I'm hoping that we're gonna get to this.
Yes.
Come on, yeah. It's like, but I don't know if we're gonna get it or not. And this is why I said that we may get a glimpse of Rogue, which will lead us to Storm. Mm-hmm. You know, something I've been wanting to happen. So
maybe they might hint at it.
Yeah,
maybe.
She definitely. This is definitely 90s because she has on a Nine Inch Nail T-shirt. So definitely 90s here. Definitely 90s with this one here. And we're getting to see the Skrulls. Now, the thing
she's
is...
wearing a leather jacket, so it has to thing be the 90s.
I was going to say, seeing the Skrulls, does that probably hit maybe another Fantastic Four movie?
Well, nobody wants that because they're terrible. Unless Marvel does it, but we'll see.
But the one thing I got to say is that the Skrulls are really giving me that Thor... the Dark World
vibe. They're like Dark Elves.
Yeah, and it's really like...
it's annoying.
I don't know how I feel.
Because the Skrulls are supposed to play a very important part later, much later on. But apparently we're going to see them first.
For the Infinity War?
No, Secret Wars.
Secret Wars.
So after the Infinity War, they have this whole thing where the Skrulls take over pretty much every aspect of government in America. Yes. They kidnap all the heroes. And they shapeshift into them.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so it's like there's like a Mega Skrull or Alpha Skrull, some
super Skrull.
Super Skrull, yeah.
But he had the Fantastic Four powers, I believe.
Yeah, like he.
Yeah, well, they're not gonna talk about Fantastic Four.
So yeah, I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, whenever I see Skrulls, that's what I can think about. But I'm saying, like, Super Skrull wise, he had the Fantastic Four powers. He had, he had all of them.
Yeah.
He had because I know when he and he used them much better because he could. because he had Miss Fantastic power, then he could use make his hand like the thing, mm-hmm. and then see you having a stretchy
fist come at you. Like, So it's like, so we'll see where that's going to go. Unfortunately, we're probably going to see a different version of the Skrulls because of Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
Which we're like, no one cares.
I didn't, why? Why do we have to get?
Because we're going to get that, so. But yeah, you guys.
But anyway, that photo is really giving me that Dark World vibe. And yeah. I wish they would just change the makeup.
Just slightly.
Slightly. Give them bangs or something, but. At the moment, it's really just, it's just getting on my nerves. It's just reminding me of a bland character.
Mm-hmm. And I got to say, Entertainment Weekly, you should lead with a different picture this time. Because, I mean, I'm not mad at this cover picture. I just don't like it as much as I like the other picture at the top. I know, right? This one I think that's much better.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's the way, like, her stance.
Yeah, it seems really weird.
Like, if she just wasn't in the stance, it'd be fine.
Yeah. It's like, power fist? I don't...
Yeah, why? Why?
Like, you're literally walking power, so it's not really...
Yeah.
You don't really need to...
She didn't even have
to... You don't need to make a pose.
Yeah, you could have just stood there and been like, yo, I'm here.
I'm powering up, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah, this comes out next year, and we'll see how that movie does. I'm excited.
Yes,
and
so am I.
It's going to be some ass whooping, so we'll see. But we should probably let people know you're not gonna see Thanos in this movie. Yes.
Don't even bother.
You're probably gonna. It's gonna end where she gets a beep.
Don't go to the movies
thinking she's gonna fight Thanos. I'm like, no, this is like her origin story on Earth. Yada yada, blah blah blah, whatever. But you know, whatever. But anyway, so that brings us to the end of the show. This episode. Thanks for sticking with us. I know it's been a bit over.
Yes.
We're doing it a lot. But, I mean, we had a lot to talk about. Yeah. So. Don't forget you can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, or Google Podcasts. I think that's the name of it now. It's just called Google Podcasts. So okay. if you have an Android phone and you don't want to pay for a podcast app, that one is free. Mm. It's terrible, but it's free.
But it's free.
You know, you can also find us on iHeartRadio, which is awesome. You know, so you can, you know, check us out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll see about Spotify. We're still waiting. We don't know.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see. But anyway, you know, if you want to hang out with us or talk to us and whatnot, we're also on Facebook. Just look for Pondering Nerds or Pondering Nerdcast. Look for the logo. And check out our top 5 videos that we have out. Pretty little cool series there.
Starring me.
Yeah, starring Cartrice Jones. It's like, and, you know, check those out. And, hopefully you enjoy everything.
Yes. So,
until then.
Until then.
You know. Peace out.
Sayonara. Later.